The second Ha'ara is, so the Gemara mentioned, and this is the Makar to this idea in Shas, Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. It was mentioned because the Chachamim say in the Mishnah that Kol HaShoifres K'sherim Chutz Mishal Par. And even though in the Mishnah the Chachamim gave a reason because it's called Keren, and really the Shoifer has to be a horn that's called Shoifer, but Rav Chisda said that wasn't the main reason of the Chacham. The main reason of the Chachamim was because Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. The Parah is the Egel, and a Rosh Hashanah you don't want to have any reference, anything that's going to be suggestive of the eagle, because that's just going to get us into trouble. The whole idea of blowing shofar is to protect Klal Yisrael. And the last thing we need is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the shofar, when he shemeya kol teruah, from mazin kol teruah, he's going to see the shofar of what? Of a para? It's going to trigger thoughts about the eagle, and then what's supposed to be the saneger is going to end up being a kateger. And what's the precedent to this idea of en kateger and as a saneger? It's a braisa. Why did the Kohen Gadol put on Big Day Love on when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh on Yom Kippur? It's Lefi. The reason is She'en Kateger Nasa Saneger. In the beginning of Parsha Shemini, very, very beginning. So Parsha Shemini begins Vayihi Bayoyim HaShemini. It was the eighth day. It was the eighth day, meaning the day following the Shivas Yimei HaMaluim. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was Yoyim Shehukam HaMishkan. It was the first day that Aharon HaKoyen Uvanov did the Avodah. And the Pasuk says, Vayomer l'Aharon, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Aharon and said, Kach l'cha egel ben bakar l'chatos. You should take an egel and bring it as a carbon chatos. V'ayil, then you should bring a ram l'oila, v'hakrev l'fnei Hashem, and that should be your carbon. Says Rashi. Why was Aharon instructed that on the first day that he was going to do the Avodah, he should take a carbon that's going to be an egel? Lohidia, it was to be Maidia, Shemechaper lo Yakodesh Baruch Hu al Yedei Egel Ze, al Maisei Ha Egel Sha'asa. It was coming to tell him that Aharon HaKoyen, we know, played a key role in the Chet HaEgel, and Aharon HaKoyen needed kapara in his mind for the Avera that he did. So by telling Aharon that you can bring a carbon that's going to be an egel, that was lohidia shemechapel HaKadosh Baruch HaYidei egel zeh al maisei ha-egel sha'asa. It was brought as a kapara for the chet egel. So being that the chet of Aharon was the chet egel, and Aharon now needs kapara for the chet egel, so bring an egel to be mechaper on the egel. So if you look in the Sifsei Chachamim, in the Mikrois Gedolos Chumash, right on the side of Rashi, so they bring from Rabbi Leo Mizrahi, the Re'im, that the Re'im asked a bomba kasha. He says, I don't understand. You're telling me that Aharon was told Davka to take an eagle to be mechapra on the chet eagle? It's counterintuitive. It's supposed to be just the opposite. What happened to Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? It should have been fakert that if Aharon HaKoyen now is coming to do the Avodah, the last thing he should do is bring an eagle. Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Why is that different than not taking a shofar shel parah and going ahead and blowing with it? Why? Because of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. Why is it different than the Kohen Gadol who's now going to enter Lefnai V'Lefnim because of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? So the Chayra, Aharon HaKoyen is bringing Dafka an eagle? Lohidia Shemechapel HaKadosh Baruch HaYidei Egel zeh, al mais an egel shah. It's just the opposite. If the chet is the chet of egel and Aharon needs kapar on the chet egel, the last thing you should do is bring an egel. Because all the egel is going to do is going to be ma'ir the chet. What happened to Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger? Very stark kasha. That's the kasha that the Re'im asks on this chazal that Rashi quotes at the very, very beginning of Parashat Shemini. And the Re'im says a pashta the teretz. The Re'im says that the Gemara said that even though Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger, but the only time that's true is lefnim. Meaning, the Kohen Gadol was allowed to wear Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur. He just couldn't wear Big Day Zav in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Bifnim, that's where there's a Hekbeda. That's where you have to be sensitive. That's where you have to be careful. That's where you have to worry about the idea of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. But in general, if the Kohen Gadol wanted to wear Big Day Zav on Yom Kippur, that was something he was allowed to. Now, the Gemara said, if that's the case, what about Shofar? Shofar is not Bifnim. So the Gemara says it's true. But Kivan de Lezikarin Asi Kibifnim Dami. But this carbon that Aharon HaKohen was going to bring, this carbon wasn't going to be brought bifnim. It was going to be brought bachutz. So being that it was going to be brought bachutz, there was no issue of Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. So if anything, just the opposite. There's no problem Ein Kateger Nasa Saneger. So let's dafka bring an egel lohidia shemechab le'akadosh baruch hu al yedei egel zeh al maisei ha'egel sha'asa. That's the Re'im's kasha. And that's the Re'im's teretz. The klichemda in the beginning of Parshas Shemini. So he has a whole pilpul on the Re'im's kasha. And then he said, Shamati, I heard a teretz, mi peh kodosh, admar hagoyin hakodosh miger, seich etzadik v'kodosh levrocha, bal mechaber sefer sfas emes. He said, I heard a beautiful teretz that aims kasher from the sfas emes. And that is, ein kategen nasa saneger, why? Because you don't want, and when you're doing a mitzvah that's coming to be mechaper, you should have the avera right there. Because Baruch is going to be looking, you do the mitzvah, the last thing you want him to see is to do the avera. So the yid is blowing shofar, don't use a shofar shalpara, because if you're going to use a shofar shalpara, what's going to come to mind? What's going to come to mind is the chet ha'egel. Kan Gadol's entering the kodesh ha'kadoshim lefnai v'lefnim, he's going to be payal aleskit for all the yidin. Tzlicha, Mechila, Yeshuas, Refuas, Nachamas. So he's going to walk in with big days of, the Eibush is going to think Egel Azov. That's the concept of En Katega Nasa San Egel, because the Chet is a Mekatrig, and as a result, we don't want anything that is going to be even reminiscent of the Chet. But said the Sfas Emes, Aharon HaKoyin was on some level complicit with the Chet HaEgel. Ki Yodua. But at the same time, Aharon HaKoyin did Tshuva. And when Aharon HaKohen did tshuva, he did tshuva b'shleimus. Tshuva b'shleimus is tshuva me'ahava. We know the Gemara says that when a person does tshuva, if it's me'yira, zdoines nasen shkoges. If it's me'ahava, then it's zdoines nasen z'chuyos. So said this Fasemis, when Aharon HaKohen did tshuva, he did tshuva me'ahava. Tshuva me'ahava means zdoines nasen z'chuyos. Listen to what he says. That avera of the Chet HaEgel, which in theory could have, would have, and should have been the ultimate mekatrik for Aharon HaKohen. But once Aharon HaKohen did tshuva me'ahava, it was doines nasa schuyos. So that the chet ha'egel was no longer a mekatrik, but to the contrary, the chet ha'egel was the biggest saneger in the world. Because that tremendous avera was converted into a tremendous mitzvah. Because Chazal says, doines nasi schuyis, and that's a real thing. So if that's the case, said the Sfas Emes, for Aharon, there was no kepeda. There was no problem of enkatega nasa saneger. Ordinarily, yeah, enkatega nasa saneger. But Aharon HaKohen, you worried about enkatega nasa saneger? Why? Because of the chet ha'egel? Aharon did tshuva. And he didn't just do tshuva, he did tshuva me'ahava. And when he did tshuva me'ahava, it was doines nasa schuyos. So therefore, the chet ha'egel wasn't a mekatrig anymore. It was a saneger. And therefore, there's no problem of enkatega nasa saneger. Not surprisingly, not shockingly, this teretz that the Kli Chemda brings from the Sfas Emes is in the Chsam Sofer as well. The Chsam Sofer, in Chsam Sofer ala teretz and Parshas Va'ero, it's Dibur Hamaskel ve'elozer ben Aharon lokach loim bibnois putiel. It's Daf Lamed in Chsam Sofer ala teretz. He says the same exact mahalach, that there was no inkatega nasa senega when it came to Aharon, because Aharon did tshuva me'ahava, and being that Aharon did tshuva me'ahava, so it was doines nasa schuyas, and once it was doines nasa schuyas, at that point it wasn't going to be an issue anymore. What came to mind was another Chsam Sofer, where the Chsam Sofer says also, Nageya Parsha Shmini, so the Pasuk says that Aharon HaKohen, he was a little bit hesitant, meaning after everything, he still was not 100% comfortable that he wanted to move forward. So Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aharon and he says, "Vayomer Moshe l'Aharon, kravel amizbeach, v'aseyes chatoscha v'soy losecha. You should go forward." Zok Rashi, kravel amizbeach, shahoya Aharon boish v'yar l'gashes. Aharon was a little bit afraid. He was timid. He didn't want to do this. Amalei Moshe l'mata boish. What are you worried about? Lokach nivcharta. Pashat lokach nevcharta, this is what you were chosen for. This is your role. And as a result, this is something that you should be doing. But the Chasam Sofer, and we mentioned this in Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Chav Aleph, said that what did Hashem mean? Or what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he told Aharon lokach nevcharta? He said, Aharon, in your mind, you're not worthy of being the Kohen Gadol. Why? Because of the role that you played in the Chet HaEgel. But Aharon, you did tshuva on the Chet HaEgel. And not only did you do tshuva, you did tshuva me'ahava. And when you do tshuva me'ahava, zdoines nasa schuyos. So once it's zdoines nasa schuyos, so at that point, now that thing that you think is a reason that you shouldn't be able to do the avoida, Aharon, you're making a mistake. Lokach nefcharta. It's because of the chet ha'egel that you're going to be chosen. Kokama, you didn't do tshuva, you were 100% right. But now that you did tshuva, lokach nefcharta, dafke, because of that, you're worthy of doing it. It's because of the idea of zdoines nasa schuyos. But that's the point. What happened to enkatega nasa saneger? The teretz is, it's because of zdoines nasa schuyos. Incidentally, on the topic of tshuva me'ahava and shofar and zdoines nasa schuyos, we learned the Gemara not so long ago on Daf Tezayin Amid Beis. where the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Taikin Umerian Kshem Yoishvin, the Taikin Umerian Kshem Oimden. Why do we have two sets of tkias? We blow shofar while we're sitting, and then we blow shofar when we're standing, and the reason is Kedela Arve Vasatan. So much so that the Gemara said, any year that you don't blow shofar at the beginning of the year, the end of the year may be a very, very scary year. Why? Delay Arve Vasatan. And the question is, what's this big irvav of the Satan, right? Kedei la'arvev es ha-Satan. What's this idea of kedei la'arvev es ha-Satan? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, kedei la'arvev shelo yasten. If the yidden blow shofar sitting and then blow shofar standing, that's going to cause the Satan not to prosecute. Why? Rashi, kishayishma yisra mechavim es ha-mitzvos, because when the Satan hears how much the yidden love mitzvos, mistat min dvarav, it's going to cause him to stop in his tracks. So the hafla said, what's pshat? The Satan's going to hear how much the Yidden love mitzvahs, mistat min dvarav. See, he says, because what's the Satan's job? What does he do for a living? He goes in front of the Kisei HaKavin and he lays out all the Lashon Hara. He takes all the Averis, every bad thing that every Yid and any Yid ever does, and he tells the Kaddish Baruch Hu about it. And that's a good thing for him, because the more Averis that the Yidden do, so the more vulnerable we are, and that's the Satan doing his job. But we know that when the Yidden do tshuva me'ahava zdoinus nas and schuyas. So said the Afla, that when the Satan hears the Yidden blow shofar, and then they blow shofar again. So he says, what's going on over here? Why are they blowing shofar a second time? Must be, Zok Rashi, mechavivin as ha-mitzvahs. They love mitzvahs. Oh, they love mitzvahs? That means they're serving Hashem, not mi'yira. They're not serving Hashem because they have to, but rather they're serving Hashem Me'ahava. If they're serving Hashem Me'ahava, all those averos that I'm presenting right now to the judge and the jury may backfire, because Zoinus are going to be nas and schuyis. You know what happens with Staten Varv? He doesn't know what to do anymore. Now he's stuck. So said the Hafla, that's the pshat. You be ma'arv of the saw. You push it from Michigan. He doesn't know what to do anymore. He's stuck. He's saying, noch avera. Then they did this and then they did that. All of a sudden he sees the Yidden not serving the Abish the Me'ahava. So said the Hafla, what happens? Read Rashi. Mistat min dvarav. He push it, doesn't know what to do. I'm not sure. He needs help now. He needs to huddle and try to get his act together. He push it, doesn't know what to do. And when is that? Kishin Yishma Yisrael mechavev in as ha-mitzvahs. It's when he sees the chibas ha-mitzvahs that the Yidden are serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'ahava, that's when it's mistat mitvar. Half of a fellow. But the bottom line is that that's this idea. In katega nasas anega, that's true. But at the same time, being that Aharon HaKohen did tshuva me'ahava, so it was doinus nas and schuyos, so the whole chet ha'egel wasn't a kateger anymore. It was a saneger. So the saneger could be a saneger, and it's for that reason it wasn't an issue.